afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. You can also call for a free consultation at 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and the Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row. Dr. Tom, welcome.
Well, hello, Sonoma County, Napa County, and Maui. Boy, it's great to be back on live on KSRO. We missed you last week because Maui team was doing surgery, but we are back in beautiful Sonoma County and loving it. Today I'm going solo. Karina had some other obligations, so we're going to go solo, but I have our trusty program director, Jeff, here. How you doing, Jeff?
Yep. Doing all right, Dr. Tom. How about yourself?
Great. I love his energy. So we're so happy to have Jeff be in charge of our program here now, bringing his energy. You got a big softball game coming up, don't you?
Hopefully two.
Playoff time.
Yeah, playoffs. Yeah, you don't want to go in too confident, but yeah, hopefully it's two.
Okay, great. Well, all right. So everybody, what's the name of your team, Jeff?
Prestige Worldwide.
Prestige Worldwide. Okay, go Prestige. All right. We love it. So today what I thought I'd do is kind of go over some ideas of when I was in Maui. So I was in Maui last week working. I know a lot of you don't think I am, but we were actually doing surgery and doing treatments there. But we did take a little beach time off. And so I'm underneath an IM lathered up with sunblock. I am under an umbrella and I'm on my phone. I'm not relaxing. I know it's hard to do. I should be flicked in the head a couple times, but I'm on my phone, of course, and I'm doing my ChatGPT artificial intelligence research. And so I decided to kind of just go online or go with AI and check out to see what are the most popular kind of treatments or most popular concerns, cosmetic concerns that people have. And we were talking about specifically cosmetic surgery. So the most popular cosmetic surgeries now are, number one, body contouring. It's interesting that liposuction for years, for decades, have been in the top four of frequently performed procedures. And what I have found in 2024, and now we're already into October, that we're getting more and more phone calls from patients who are interested in body contouring. It seems that maybe coming out of COVID, we've all, we didn't get to go to the gyms like we did originally during the pandemic. Maybe we were imbibing a little bit of wine, especially here in wine country, where we're sitting around watching Netflix. And so we kind of want to reclaim our more youthful, healthy look. And absolutely, we're finding that more and more people are approaching us about body contouring. In fact, really one of the most popular things that are happening that we don't do in our office right now is actually weight loss medication. So there are certain diabetic medications which have been shown to have a nice side effect of helping patients to achieve weight loss. So part of it is weight loss, but part of an issue when we look at our bodies and we may have certain concerns is the contour of our body, because certainly we get requests even from what we would call thin people or skinny people who would walk into the office and they'd say to us, Dr. Tom, what about this area here? So as we look at body contouring, there are different ways of doing this. And we're going to talk about cosmetic surgery today. So number one would be liposuction. Okay, so liposuction originally was performed under general anesthesia and with a little bit larger cannulas, or what are the suction tubes, and they would go in and they would remove fat. We have become much more refined now. I was fortunate enough to introduce Smart Lipo, to be the first surgeon to introduce cosmetic laser liposuction or Smart Lipo to Northern California. And we introduced that in 2007 and have done over 800 cases since then. And I have to say that it's a very well-received, high satisfaction rate procedure. So what is Smart Lipo? So Smart Lipo basically is a procedure. It is surgery, but it is minimally invasive surgery. What we do is we do this all under local anesthesia. And the most popular areas that people are concerned about tend to be around the torso or the abdomen, the waist, in the back area, the waist and back area. Technically, we call it the flank area, and the young kids would call it the muffin top, okay, which is was a funny kind of nickname for that area when I heard that some years ago.
Love handles would be another one.
Love handles is another one. Yeah, that's the older generation. Jeff, you're a lot younger. What do you call them, love handles or
both,
muffin top?
Yeah, it's exchange. It's how it looks in the mirror.
Okay, see, so just an in-betweener generation. Yeah, the young kids call it the muffin top. So the muffin top definitely is an area. And what we would do is under local anesthesia, we would just make these tiny, tiny, tiny little holes. And for those who want to know exactly, they're about 3 to 5 millimeters in size. So very, very tiny. Then what we do is we just take our time. This is not a procedure that should be rushed. It's not a procedure that we should measure in terms of time of performance, because we want to go slowly injecting local anesthesia in the area of concern. When we do that, it makes it so comfortable. There is a dentist, and I'm going to say the late Dr. Stephen Davis. He took care of me for years here in Sonoma County, and I really give him the credit for teaching me how to inject local anesthesia, because like many of you, I didn't like going to see the dentist. Who wants to get poked in the mouth with a needle, right? Jeff, do you like going to the dentist?
Definitely like going to the doctor more.
Okay, like, thank God I'm a doctor, right? What we would do, he would do is when he would inject us, he'd go in very slowly, and he would, and I was watching his hand as he was injecting, and I could barely see his thumb moving. And it's that slow speed that made it so comfortable. So I thank Dr. Davis for teaching me that. So the key here is not to have a surgeon be in a rush. So we take our time, inject the areas that we're going to make the little entrance sites of 3 to 5 millimeter little holes. And then we take tiny little needles and cannulas, which are just long, thin tubes, maybe 2 to 3 millimeters in size. And we slowly advance the local anesthesia underneath. And we let that local anesthesia spread underneath that area. And as it slowly spreads underneath that area, it gives us just great anesthesia. One of the neat things about local anesthesia is that it is absorbed in fat. It's what we call, technically, us science nerds, we call it fat soluble. So it actually gets absorbed into our fat that we want to remove. Therefore, it hangs around for a long time. And I've had patients have gotten 12 plus hours of anesthesia. In other words, no pain in that area from doing things under local anesthesia. Then after we do that, we will go in and we will emulsify the fat with various devices that we have. So we're emulsifying the fat to make it easier to suction it out. And we'll go in with the laser, which also helps with the breakdown of the fat. That laser also helps to seal blood vessels so that we have very little bruising with this procedure, very little. You can get some on occasion, but it's tends to be on the rarer side. And then we also run that laser fiber underneath the skin. And when we do that, we actually get a smoother result. We get a little bit of skin tightening and we get a smoother result. And that's called Smart Lipo. And in my opinion, that has revolutionized liposuction of the abdomen and the flank or muffin top area, the love handle area. And patients love the results. And some will come to me and they'll actually be complaining just of the abdominal area, or what we call the front of the abdomen or the stomach. Lay people just say, my stomach is fat and I have these rolls there. And so when I see them, I also evaluate them as a whole person. And what we do is we look at their waist and their backside or the muffin top. And we'll a lot of times recommend that those areas be treated as well to give you the best look. And whether you like yourself being big bodied or you like yourself being thin, most people like to have a thin waist, okay? And so that's an area that in all size of patients that we can help them to feel more confident when they look in the mirror, help them feel more confident when they put on clothes, when they're out in the world. I just came back from Maui, so most people are running around in shorts, bathing suits, bikinis, and so forth. So it helps them, whether we're 21 years old or whether we're 81 years old, we all want to feel good in our clothes. We all want to feel good when we look in the mirror. So it's been a very gratifying journey for me performing Smart Lipo, in particular of the abdomen and the flank area. So we're looking at a procedure that may take 3 to 4 hours, and about half of that time is putting in local anesthesia. What I found is that even though it takes us a little bit longer to do the procedure, that the recovery is pretty quick. Most people are up that evening, they're up the next day. Usually in a couple days they can drive. And so it's a really well-received procedure with great results. So in terms of body contouring, that's what I'm looking at is laser liposuction or smart lipo for patients. So as we were then going on and I was checking on my AI and my ChatGPT and under the umbrella on the Maui Beach in Kaanapali, I scrolled down to see what the other considerations were in terms of demand. What were the cosmetic surgery breast demands? And a close second coming in was cosmetic breast surgery. Now that's kind of changing and that's interesting. And I've really have seen that change in the last 12 months. And what we're finding now is that I'm finding that our more patients are calling our office who are interested in breast lifts. It's interesting that before, let's just say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that most of the phone calls were for breast enhancement or enlargement, breast augmentation. But now I'm going to say that we're probably getting 85% of our phone calls are for breast lifts. Sometimes the majority of the patients, they just want their breasts lifted. There is of that other portion of people who call us, they will be calling us because they want a reduction in size. Maybe they're large and then they, you know, we always want what we don't have, right? So it's going to be the woman who's too overly endowed and they want to be smaller. So they want a reduction and they know they'll need a lift with that. Or maybe we've had a patient who had breast augmentation with implants many years ago and she loved having them be large back then, but now she's out 10 years, 15 years later, and she's tired of carrying around the larger breast mass, and she wants to be smaller, perkier. And as we get older, women will find that if they're a little bit smaller, it gives them a more youthful look. Absolutely. So what we are now doing is we're evaluating these patients. And so again, we do everything under local anesthesia in our office, but it can be a really nice procedure where we can go in under local anesthesia and do breast lifts for patients. And I will tell you that breast lift patients have, in my opinion, one of the highest cosmetic surgery satisfaction rates of all patients. Behind that, or equal to that, will be cosmetic breast augmentation. We'll talk about that in a minute, but breast lift patients love it. Now, the subset of patients that I like to take care of are the ones where they feel that the breast is hanging over their rib cage. I had one patient, she's really sweet, and she's sort of being a little self-effacing, and her comment to me was that she felt like her nipples or her areola were having a race down to her belly button. And you know, that sounds kind of funny. Okay. She was making light of it, but you could feel her pain. All right. You could tell that this was really bothering her. And I remember once as a general surgeon, when I was a breast cancer surgeon, and I was part of the American Cancer Society here, the local chapter here in Sonoma County. And I was having a lunch meeting with one of the directors, a nice young lady. And we were just eating and having a nice lunch meeting talking about the American Cancer Society. And she was telling me, then related to me, that she had had a breast reduction and lift. And so I wasn't doing cosmetic surgery at that time. And there's a famous rock and roll saying, Bob Dylan wrote, penned it, and the bird sang it, and it was, I was so much older than I'm younger than that now. I was so much older than I'm younger than that now. And really, what does that mean? It meant that when we're younger, we tend to be more judgmental. And if we have some self-reflection, some personal growth, a lot of times we'll look back and say, you know, we were being a little judgmental back then. And it's interesting because although my career has evolved into cosmetic surgery, I wouldn't have guessed that when I was in my early 30s as a general vascular transplant surgeon. So I asked her a few more questions and asked her why she would want to do that. And her comment to me is, you don't understand what it's like to be big, lying down, having your breasts roll off to the side of your chest, under your arm, or getting up and having to lift up this amount of tissue to put it in a bra, how uncomfortable it is, how it's hard to find clothes, and that this subset of patients suffers much from that negative self-image, if you will, and that they can really be made, they can really be helped quite a bit in terms of their self-perception with a breast reduction. And physically and medically, a lot of them will complain of back pain, shoulder pain from wearing bras, carrying the heavy load, if you will. And so by reducing the tissue and doing a lift, they're some of my happiest patients. And I am now seeing patients, of course, in their 30s after having babies, and they just want a lift. Sometimes they want to be larger or augmented, in their 40s, certainly. But I'm seeing more and more patients now in their 50s and in their 60s who are doing this. And I think what they're doing and they're finding, and as they get older, that they're done with the haters, okay? They're done with the people who are trying to tell them always what to do. And I see Jeff, our program director over here, and he's a young guy, a handsome dude here over here, but he's shaking his head in agreement. There are a lot of haters in the world who are trying to tell us what to do. You shouldn't do this, or you should do this, or you should just be happy with this. You know, they're trying to direct our lives. And now that these patients are a little bit older and they feel more comfortable with who they are, hey, I've always wanted to do this. This is going to make me feel better. And they are some of the happiest patients I have, where we can do a breast lift, make them feel more youthful, make them feel less matronly, okay? And you may be sitting out there and saying, hey, what difference does it make? But when you're that patient, you live in their skin, and you try to understand the pain they're going through, they can get great benefit from something as simple as a breast lift, and for those who need it, a reduction. So that's cosmetic breast lifts. Was, again, seems to be on the rise when I was checking out AI, ChatGPT, under the umbrella on the beaches of Kanapali. So then right behind that was breast augmentation. And with breast augmentation, what the trend now is number one, is to be going smaller or looking for a more natural look. And I have to tell you that I love that. I love this new trend. And really, it's, in my opinion, also a safer long-term benefit for our patients. If you remember, I was talking about the breast lift patients, and that there was a subset of women who, when they were younger, they got augmented. And a lot of times ladies, and they're listening to their girlfriends and they're saying, yeah, go bigger. You know, you want to go big. And they go bigger, but 10, 15 years later, they're kind of tired of it and they want to go smaller. So now we have newbies, if you will, who are interested in being augmented, and they're on the opposite spectrum. And so before we judge them, okay, again, you haters, just, you know, you step aside, please. You know, these are women who are flat chested, or they feel that way, and they don't feel feminine. Again, you got to put yourself in their skin, all right, and see the shoes that they're walking in. And so they're flat chested, but they want to be augmented, but they're feeling less pressure to be huge, to be really big. And so I think that's healthy, because with smaller implants, and we can make them look very natural that way, with smaller breast implants, we actually have less, I'm going to say, stretching of the skin, stretching of the chest wall. Therefore, I feel like you have less surgical problems afterwards. You're able to carry them longer. And I think that with this newer trend, the patients are going to be happier long term. And it's nice to see the younger generation have a little bit of foresight in terms of, and I'm hoping that's one of the reasons why, is that they can see that long term, that they're going to be happier for a longer period of time if they don't try to go too big. So natural breast augmentation look is in, and it's certainly something that, hey, I'm definitely interested in. We're known for trying to guide women in that direction anyways in our office. So if you're interested, please feel free to reach out to us. Our consultations are complimentary, and Karina, who should be with us tonight today, who's our breast surgery liaison, is a wonderful young lady. If you give her a call, she can answer many, many questions for you and then set up a consultation with us. So we're just, again, talking about natural. And so a buddy of mine who was instrumental in helping me to get started in the radio world, Tom Skinner, he sent me a text message this morning. And it was kind of interesting. He said, hey, this is, you know, he's retired now, but he sent me a message and he said, you know, straight off the press on USA Today, there is now this big article, and I want to make sure I get it right. I'm reading off my notes here. Breaking news seen on USA Today. It was the undetectable era of plastic surgery is the new beauty revolution. So the undetectable era of plastic surgery is new beauty direction. And I'm going to look at that topic. I'm say, well, that's great because I agree with the trend, but I'm going to say, this is old news, Tom, because we've been doing this for years. Okay. And we've been trying to guide patients to have a more natural enhancement. So let's just talk about the face. I think what we're seeing is that people don't want to look like they've had something done. So when we talk about surgery, faceless, browless, eyelid surgery, they want a more natural look. But I'd like to focus for the rest of this show, not so much on surgery, but on the non-invasive or minimally invasive procedures that we do for facial rejuvenation to look our best. So I'm going to go now and I'm going to talk a little bit philosophically here where I'm saying, hey, you haters, step aside, leave these people alone. I'm going to say that part of getting a natural look is that when you look in the mirror, you can't be a hater too. All right. You got to love yourself as well. The patients that I love to take care of are those who feel good about themselves, but hey, who doesn't want to look better, right? We all want to look better if we're really truthful. So those are great patients. The patients who say, I see a little bit of jowls here, or I see this line when I turn my head this way, or this way I see this. Boy, you're being hard on yourself, you know? And I can't tell you how much cheerleading I do when we do consultations and how I'm actually trying to get the patient to maybe be a little less aggressive in terms of the treatments they do if they want natural looking enhancement. And so again, I'm really happy now that it's kind of hitting the newsways about sort of the undetectable beauty, if you will, because I love that idea. So what does that mean? Okay, so what that means is have a little bit of movement in your face. One of the revolutionary treatments for cosmetic non-surgical treatments have been Botox and Dysport, which helps to relax our muscles. So it relaxes our frown, relaxes the smile lines in our eyes. But let's not get to the point where we have no movement at all, okay, because that's sort of an unnatural look. But there are a lot of patients who want that. And do we treat patients like that because that's their desire? We absolutely do. And again, we can't be the haters. If someone doesn't want movement, then we should try to help them with that, right? They're not hurting anyone and we're not hurting anyone either. So if that's what they want, that's what we try to do. But if you want to be able to interact with people to have a natural look, listen to your provider, listen to your injector, okay? A little bit of movement's okay. And I always laugh and I'm just kind of turning to Jeff, who's a young guy who wouldn't even be thinking of this stuff at this point in time in his life, but I'll get patients and they'll say, you know, I'm worried about Botox because, you know, I don't want to look paralyzed. And I say, okay, Mrs. Jones, you know, that's fine. We can, you know, we will treat you with a standard dose today, but we can modify and let's see how you react to that. And Ms. Jones comes back in and her first comment is, you know, I see a little bit movement in my forehead. I think I need more. And I kind of snicker to myself because we've just gone from saying we want a natural look and then all of a sudden we want to erase all the wrinkles. So kind of be kind to yourself, okay? A little bit of wrinkles, okay. A little bit of movement's okay. It's going to give you a more natural look. And that's what most people like. That's the undetectable beauty. The other is with fillers. And as we look at fillers and so forth, fillers add volume. So yes, putting a little bit in our cheeks can help to lift up our face, make us look more youthful. How does it do that? Well, it does that by making us look healthier. So even in a young guy like our Jeff, our producer, you know, young guy, and he wouldn't be coming to see me anyways, but you know, if he said, hey, what can I do? And I don't even know how old he is, but a lot of times just a little bit of volume in the cheeks kind of makes you look a little bit more youthful, like when we were younger. We don't, when we look at pictures of us when we were younger, oh, look how young we look. But really what we should be saying is, look how healthy we look. And having a little bit of volume in the face actually is a sign of health. As we get older, we tend, our facial volume tends to decrease a little bit, so we need to add a little bit of filler to that area. So that's, again, where you want to listen to your provider and let them help to guide you to get a natural look. And in my opinion, take your time. We don't have to fix everything at once. Just a little bit of filler maybe in the cheeks in different areas, a little bit of filler in the lips can enhance you, make you look healthier, therefore make you look more youthful, and really can give you a great look. So if you want that undetectable beauty, start a little bit earlier, do a little bit at a time, and listen to your provider. And it's a team. You're part of the team, okay? Just on a softball team, you're part of this team, okay? And we want to work with you to get the best results that you can get. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to me talk about my research on AI, and I look forward to seeing everybody next week. And I'm going to turn the show over back over to Jeff. Thank you very much for listening to us on KSRO.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Call for a free consultation at 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.